ברשות הרבנים, first of all, I want to say something, one sentence. You are here the whole year, you don't see the change. I'm coming once a year, so I see the change. I can feel the difference every year. It's more kedusha, more tere, more. It's more. It's unbelievable. It's. Can yirbe v'chen yifrotz, Ezer Hashem. Today we want to learn if we can eat a cake that has letters on it, like Mazel Tov or whatever, or sometimes you get biscuits that has the name of the brand name scribed on the cookie. Could we eat it on Shabbos? There was a minhag, kadmon, to give the kids, the babies. Babies we call those children who did not get to din chinuch yet. We call them tinokot. There was a minhag to give them on Shavuos cookies with the alphabet. So they will feel the sweetness of the cookie and they would get to appreciate the sweetness of Torah. That was the minhag. So they came to the Maharam, and they asked him if it's okay to eat it on Yom Tov, because once you eat, you also erase the letters. So he says, Melechet mochek, erasing is only al menat lichtov. When you do it, al menat lichtov. But still, here it's not al menat lichtov. You don't want to write on this place, you eat it. But still, it's Isur de Rabbonon. So Isur de Rabbonon, if the child eats neveles, that's how he calls it, katan ochel nevelot, en bed din metzavim lafrisho, the bed din doesn't have to avoid the katan from eating these cookies. But we are not allowed to feed him with our hands, because lo safina lebiadaim, that's the loshon ha'gmor, lo safina lebiadaim. So it's really a great chumre. That's what he said. The main kashya about it is Gemore bepsofin. Gemore is discussing matzah. They used to make a certain design on the matzah, and the Gemore calls it srikin hametzuyarim. Srikin means like you went with a comb. Like you comb your hair, you also go on the matzah and you make stripes on it. So you can make it nicer than stripes. You can make it like a design of something, and there were bakeries that knew how to do it with a special design that everybody knew that belonged to this family. So that's srikin hametzuyarim. So Gemara says, it's not a problem of chometz. You can adam ochel otam v'yotze yedei chovav bepesach. Means you eat it on Leila Seder as a matzah. Leila Seder is Yom Tov. Yom Tov is like Shabbos. The same thing. You are not allowed. If you are not allowed to write or to erase Shabbos, Yom Tov is the same thing. And the Gemara says you eat v'yotze with rikin hametzuyarim. So we can eat, and it's well known that on Shabbos, if somebody draws a picture, it's the same problem as writing, the same issue as writing. Erasing a picture, the same erasing handwriting, it's the same thing. So, really, it's a kashya on the Maharam. Rabbeinu Ger, on the Maharam, it's a kashya. Mordechai brings it. No, he doesn't bring the kashya. The Maharam says you are not allowed to eat. Against Gemara that says that you can eat it on Yom Tov. That's the problem. Magen Avraham bring Maharash HaLevi. Maharash HaLevi says it's a chilek. That's why we can, there's two different cases. The Gemara is talking about cookies that the design is inscribed from the dough itself. But Maharam is talking about when you have a cookie, and like just we had like this morning, you smear it with the different kind of painting, and on that you take cream and you put letters. So it comes from outside like ink on a paper. So in other words, there is a difference if you write it from the material itself, or you bring from outside, like the idea is, the concept is, writing, how you do writing, you take ink and you put it on the paper. So the same thing. That was Maharash Halevi, what he says. Now where is the problem? The problem is, when you do it on Shabbos, Chayav Chatat. Doesn't matter if you write with ink or you write scribing. Same thing. I'll get three proofs for that. One is Shulchan Aruch Vilchot Siman Shin Mem. He says, when you learn in a sefer and you want to remember where you stop, so you can do with your nail on the paper a sign. Why? Because if the paper is good, so after a while, the scratch would disappear. So it's not shel kayama. Means very simple thing, that if it's shel kayama, it's isu. He didn't use any ink, still it's isu. And it probably the oraisa, because to make a sign, a simen, the mishkan, and this, she thought that they didn't write letters, they just made a simen, that this pole belongs to this pole. So already we know that the idea we're using the same material, not ink, it doesn't help us too much. Gemara and Shabbos, we learn Ilchos Ktiva from Luchot HaBrit. Luchot HaBrit, we know no ink. And the third raya is from Gittin. Somebody writes a get on a table of silver, of gold, or whatever the way he treats his wife. So over there he's not using any ink, as long as it's not chak tuchot. So it's a kosher get, and we know that get needs writing. So it shows that you don't use ink and still it's writing. So we come back to the same shaila: how come Maharash Halevi, how he can let you eat, means limchok, to erase writing that really, because it doesn't have ink, doesn't mean anything. It's still Iso D'Oraisa. Mishnah Brura says, comes with a sentence that nobody knows. He doesn't give any reason to his sentence. He says, whatever is written on the cookie, from the cookie itself, what Maharash Halevi is talking about, it's not Ktav. It's not considered Ktav. He doesn't give any reason. Chazon Ish is like, he's debating like, what he means. If he means that you're going to eat it, so he said he has a different rights, that if you what you did is shel kayama, means it's permanent, so it doesn't help you when you have in your head to eat it or to destroy it after a minute, it doesn't help you. For instance, if somebody is writing two minutes before the end of Shabbos, and he's sure he's going to burn it, Motzei Shabbat, still shel kayama. The writing is kayama. You did it with a purpose, not shel kayama. But the writing itself is completely kayama, so there is no heter in that. So Chazon Ish, nobody can understand the Mishnah Brura, what he means. Chazon Ish comes with a beautiful, beautiful idea. He says like this: when you take, let's talk about the biscuits. Let's say you have a biscuit and you have a design of a line stamped on it, okay? Like, I don't know how you say it, endorsed on it, okay? What? Right. A line, let's say. Not that it cut like a line from outside. The biscuit is straight, but you have a line like on. Okay, so he says, Chazon Ish comes with the idea that you look at this biscuit and you can say, this is the shape of it. This biscuit is designed together with the line on it. That's it. That's the shape of the biscuit. It's not that you have a biscuit and on it you draw a lion. No, you created a biscuit that has shape of a line. If that's the case, so when you eat it, you don't erase anything. Like, there is no rule what should be the design of a biscuit that you eat, or cakes that you eat. So if the design is like a line or like whatever, so that's what you eat. It's no problem. But here comes an afkamina. If you have a letter inscribed on the biscuit, so that's not a design. That's writing on the cake itself. So here you cannot come with these cones and say, no, I'm not erasing, I'm just eating, I'm just breaking the biscuit that with its own design. No. Here it's a biscuit that something is written on it, so you're not allowed to eat it. So he said, here we have a tirutz from the Maharam, from the Mordechai. He says, the Gemara is talking about a matzah that has a design on it. So you can say that this is the design, this is the tzura of the matzah. So it's okay to eat it. But Maharam is talking about cake cookie that has letters on it. Letters, you cannot say that this is the design of the letter. No way, you cannot do it anymore. So here we come, that's it. So Maharam is right, the Gemara is right, everything is shalom, shalom al Israel. But if he's dead, yeah, there is no heter to eat any of our cookies, unless it's a design of whatever.
Is an ice cream cake considered kayama?
No. He said regular cookies kayama. You can keep it stale a little bit, but you can keep it for 6 or 10 months. That's kayama. But to write on ice, that's not kayama. Okay. I don't know if it's the Rabbon or not, but there is no doubt on it, for sure. Okay. So we'll try to come up with another pshat. Maybe we can make life a little easier, maybe. What is the concept of writing? Create a letter. Create a letter. Normally, how you do it, you take a pen, take ink, and you write on the paper. So you engage two things together, the ink on the paper. So what you did, you created a letter. There is another way to create a letter. You take a piece of metal, and you start folding it in the shape of a letter, like you. Sometimes I see signs that There is no record. There is no background to it. You just see cut letters, and you put them together, and you have a sign. Many poskim says, Rav Frank brings it. Many poskim holds that it is to do this kind of writing is Isur D'oraisa. Many poskim. Means that a letter doesn't have a condition to have a background. A letter is creating letter, that's all. Now, what happens if I break this letter? It's mutter. Mutter. I don't know, someone can come up and say, though, I said the Rabbonon, but I think it's mutter. Why? Because there is not at all any concept of moichek. What is the concept of moichek? Moichek amenat lichtov. So you need to erase in a purpose to write again on the same place. So erasing always relates to the background. Writing, not. That's the main difference. The nafka mina is breaking the letters. That's what we were talking about. That's enough, Kamina. Now, from that, we'll try to go another step. What happened if I'm writing? This is written. Here I have text over here. Now, I'm not erasing it, but I take a good sharp knife, and I cut the width of the paper, and I make it two tissues. One would stay with the text, and one would be empty, I can write on it. Right? If it's thick enough, Gvil, Sefer Teire, it's thick enough to cut it in the middle, and then you have the Sefer Teire above, and you get another piece of Yiriyah, of leather that you can write on it. So someone might say, Chayav Mishum Moichek. Why? Because your machshir, the klaf, for writing. And it's not true. It's not true. If there is a spot of ink on a paper and I erase it, a space enough for two letters, Chayav Mishum Moichek. But it doesn't mean that every preparation of place to writing is moichek. No, you have to be moichek. First of all, the first condition, you have to be moichek. Here, on the second level, when I cut the cloth in the width, on the second level, nothing was written there. So I did not moichek anything. So it's true now, I can write on it, but it's not because I am moichek, that's because I prepared, just I would remove the cedar from here so I can write here. It's not moichek, even if it was glued here, it's not moichek. If that's the case, so we can say like this, when you have a cookie that has letters that made of the material itself, of the dough itself, without any ink from outside, any cream or anything from outside. So really, the writing and the biscuit or the cookie are one unit. When you cut it, you don't erase, just cut it. In other words, where there is ink on a paper and you remove the ink, you prepare the paper. But if it's one unit, it's just like I'm cutting the gvil in the middle, it's not erasing. Here I'm cutting the cookie in the middle. So even though it's true, I can take now and inscribe another letter instead. But really, I just cut something. I did not remove letters. I just cut the cookie itself. So if that's the case, ze lo shayach lemoichek. This could be the pshat in Maharash Halevi. Maharash Halevi didn't say it's not writing. If somebody would make a cookie like this with the letters, for sure it's chayav mishum koisev. Like we brought all these proofs, for sure. But mechike is different concept at all. They're not doime. If it's written with a cream, so when you eat the cream, you're moichek the cream, and you prepare the cake to write again. But here you're not moichek anything. You cut it in the middle. You took the tissue, and you cut it in the middle. And now you can. It's true. You can write, but you can write any place. You can start writing on the walls. No problem. So it's not moichek. That's the chidush. That's the yepshat b'Maharash Halevi. You can do it when it's from the cookie itself, but not when it comes from a cream. Okay. Now, what happens if you go like this? What happens? Why it's not Isur Rabbanon? Why if I take a piece of paper that has letters on it and I burn it, forget about the problem of burning. Let's say I have a reason that I have to burn something. Let's say, am I mechuyev on moichek or not? I took a paper that has letters and I put it in the fire. So I did not prepare any place for writing, right? But still, it would be Isur Darabon. Why? Because really, it was a real writing with ink on a paper. And if I would be moichek, I would be chayev. So now that I do it in a way that's not preparing for writing, so it's Isur Derabanan. But if it would be something that even if I would be moichek, there was no doraisa. Why? Because there was no ink on a paper. So if I would burn it or I would eat it, there is no Derabanan. So to eat a cookie with a cream, letters with a cream, would be Isur Derabanan. Because there was a way to erase the letters, because it was two things. But according to what our Chiddush, that if it's inscribed inside, there is no mechik, eh? So to burn it or to eat it, it's not even Isur Derabanan. Okay. I just want to mention, I'm not going to enter details. There are another, we spoke about two shittas, how to talk about this cookie, and the poiskim are going with another two ways to matter this. The Taz is going with the concept of Derech Achile, and the Chazon Ish is Cholek Legamrei. He says it's not true, זה לא דומה, it's not דומה לבורר ותוכן. בורר ותוכן זה דרך אכילה ממש, but erasing is not דרך אכילה. מנטז הולד, it's דרך אכילה. So that's one way. And the Gulim Avava has another way, he says, we're holding about to the Rabbonon plus Mekalkel. What's it to the Rabbonon? One is that I am erasing לא על מנת לכתוב, plus, I do it kil acher yad. I'm not erasing in a way of erasing, but I'm doing it like kil acher yad, or with my mouth chewing. Plus, I am a kalkel. So he said, even those rabbis who hold the treder rabbonon, the lo maspik, not enough, but together the treder rabbonon plus my kalkel, he cannot see any reason to oyster this. And the Chazon Ish still. Thank you.